standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Good afternoon. And welcome, my friends. Yes, the 2012 edition of the Flipside has just begun. It is Monday, January the 2nd, 2012, and I trust you all had a fun New Year's Day, even in light of the rather disturbing news that, surprise, surprise, was broken over the weekend. I haven't been right on many of my predictions, but I guess this one was a no-brainer that the president would sign the National Defense Authorization Act under the cover of New Year's celebration. So America wakes up to a new year with a whole subset of other problems to deal with. Not going to talk about the economy today too much, even though it's an interesting topic in and of itself, as all financial markets are closed, and Asian and European trading and U.S. trading all reopen tomorrow. Now, I knew on Friday I'd be opening up a can of worms by using a phrase which included both the name of Nelson Mandela and Thomas Jefferson in the same sentence. We'll have more when we return.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Let's say a few words in defense of our country. People aren't bad, nor are they mean. Now the leaders we have, while they're the worst we've had, hardly the worst this poor world has seen. Take the Caesars, for example. Probably the first few of them, they were sleeping with their sister, stashing little boys in swimming pools and burning down the city.
Welcome back to the flip side for this January the 2nd. Just so you know what I did over this New Year's weekend, I changed the look of my website at robbynoel.com. Why not start off the new year with a new design? And I think I've pretty much well-documented what the President's signing of the National Defense Authorization Act truly means. Now, on Friday, in anticipating the President would use the New Year as an opportunity to sign this onerous bill into law, I was once again drawn into the comparison of events that happened in South Africa in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and how people can draw parallels between what happened in South Africa in those dark years and what is happening in America today. Now, there's no question, and I'll be the first one to admit this, that my returning to South Africa after an absence of 30 years my personal political compass did move when I experienced the new South Africa . And one of the things, and I've spoken about this before, that amazed me was the level of respect that Mandela had in South Africa, which obviously crossed the color line. It wasn't only respect and admiration he had from blacks, but I was also surprised to find out a large majority of whites felt equally about South Africa's former first black president. And so in my mission to understand this better, because when I left South Africa in the late 70s, it was a completely different country. And so I embarked on a mission which required that I put all my prejudices aside. I immersed myself in a lot of the writings of Nelson Mandela. I even went so far as to retrace his footsteps from Cape Town to his prison of 27 years, Robben Island. I toured the prison. I stood in his cell of 27 years. A tiny little thing. 4 foot by 6 foot. With a tiny window in it. And part of my education required me going back to learn a little bit more about Mandela's history. That previously I had not known. Mandela was originally imprisoned after what was known as the Rivonia trial. This is when the South African government put Nelson Mandela and a number of other black activists on trial and charged with treason. Mandela was given an opportunity to give an opening statement at the Rivonia trial. And if you go to the internet, if you so desire, you can find a complete transcript of Nelson Mandela's opening statement at his trial. And many historians have said that it is one of the greatest speeches given in the 20th century. And it is the reason why I used the name Nelson Mandela and Thomas Jefferson in the same sentence. Because in the eyes of many South Africans, and Nelson Mandela is viewed as Africa's Thomas Jefferson. And that is borne out by his speech. The reason why the speech is so important at this particular point in time is because it should raise all kinds of red flags for those who think that the National Defense Appropriation Act is not something to fear. Oh, how wrong you could be. The National Defense, or the NDAA as it's called, is shockingly similar to the efforts that the former apartheid government tried to institute in South Africa in its so-called fight on terrorism. Now, the president at the time that declared in South Africa, they called it a state of emergency, was declared by P.W. Botha. Now, in large part, this state of emergency was enacted in order to shut down opposition to the South African government by the black majority. When P.W. Botha declared the state of emergency, it basically gave South African police and security forces unprecedented powers to make arrests without charge. Sound familiar? Let's take a break and be right back.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
To the flip side for this Monday, January the 2nd, talking about the NDAA and the comparisons to former apartheid South Africa. I guess the only good news to come out of this new piece of tyrannical legislation is the U.S. government can now hold anybody indefinitely until the cessation of hostilities. So, in other words, the minute the Prime Minister of Al Qaeda signs a peace treaty and no bad guys are left, you'll either be tried or released. Everybody outside the hosts at Fox News really thinks this is a bad piece of legislation. The ACLU has issued a statement on Obama's signing of the NDAA, which pretty much spells out how draconian this is. Now, when P.W. Botha declared the nationwide state of emergency in South Africa in the 80s, that decree gave South African security forces, you can read that as South Africa's version of the Department of Homeland Security, and the military, unprecedented powers to make arrests without charge, hold detainees without hearings for unlimited periods, search any home or office without warrant, ban meetings, and impose press censorship. Police and the military were given authority to use whatever force they deemed necessary to break up illegal gatherings. The emergency powers were the most dramatic yet in the former apartheid government's efforts to crush a rebellion. That had risen in large part because of the efforts of the ANC. And to understand this, you've got to go back in South African history a little. Every year, black South Africans commemorate what they call the Soweto Uprising. And this started with a demonstration in Soweto in the 1960s where blacks were demonstrating against what is called the Group Areas Act. And a number of people were killed. And so every year on that anniversary, the ANC had organized various demonstrations around the country. Prior to the declaration of the state of emergency, these demonstrations in South Africa, the previous 24 months had claimed about 1,700 lives, most of them black. In large part, the state of emergency was to ban the ANC. And even though South Africa was primarily a one-party state under the Nationalist Party, there was an opposition party, and we'll tell you what they said about the state of emergency when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Fifth Upside for this Monday, talking a little bit about South African history and its strange parallel to America today, especially when the president of South Africa, P.W. Botha, signed the State of Emergency Powers, very similar to and same language that's in the NDAA, all designed to crush a rising rebellion in South Africa. Before I tell you what the opposition party at the time said, let me just share this little snippet of information with you. P.W. Botha refused to testify before the Truth and Reconciliation Commission after the fall of apartheid. And there was a very good reason why he refused to testify before the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, because it came out during that hearing that P.W. Botha ordered, there were many terrorist attacks that took place in South Africa. There were bombings in movie theaters, in restaurants and bars, and obviously all blamed on the ANC. But what came out of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was, it was P.W. Botha that ordered a number of these bombings take place. And was the reason he refused to testify, because had he admitted to ordering the bombings, especially the most infamous of the bombings in South Africa, the Church Street bombings, he would have spent time in jail. So the only opposition party in South Africa at the time was called the Progressive Federal Party. And they issued a statement soon after P.W. Botha declared the state of emergency. They called the decree the most severe clampdown on civil liberty and the most far-reaching denial of freedom of speech and assembly in the history of South Africa. What is ironic is the South African government brought down this boot on the very day a group of Commonwealth statesmen were holding a press conference in London to release a report that denounced the South African government for blocking negotiations with the country's black leaders, especially the then-jailed Nelson Mandela. The so-called eminent persons group that drew up the report warned that unless the Commonwealth nations take strong measures to force the South African government to change its policies, there would be the worst bloodbath since the Second World War. The immediate justification for the new state of emergency was the preparation for a series of strikes, demonstrations, and vigils by anti-apartheid groups to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the June 1976 uprising in Soweto. Now, what I find even more ironic in President Obama signing the NDAA is because leading up to his election, he made many statements regarding Nelson Mandela and the ANC. And on one occasion, and you can still find it on YouTube if you just Google Obama's birthday greetings to Nelson Mandela. He states that his whole being, his whole reason for getting involved in politics in Chicago was the inspiration he got from Nelson Mandela and the ANC. Well, if Nelson Mandela and the ANC were his inspiration for getting into politics, and Obama is not an idiot, he's a smart guy, I'm sure he had researched the history of South Africa, and more importantly, I'm sure he must have read Nelson's Mandela's book, My Long Walk to Freedom. And so Obama, more than any other person in the United States, because of this admiration he had for Nelson Mandela and the ANC, should have seen the parallels between the National Defense Authorization Act and the draconian state of emergency powers that P.W. Botha instituted in South Africa for no other purpose than to shut down political opposition to the South African government. And let me once again tell you how draconian these measures in South Africa were. First of all, it pitted South Africans against South Africans. And its main goal was to shut down any opposition. Against current government policy. I mean, they went to absurd lengths to shut down any criticism. Music from America was banned because it had a political message. Many American musicians were banned and their records destroyed because of statements they made in opposition to the apartheid government. Stevie Wonder was one. Pink Floyd was another one. The reason Pink Floyd was banned in South Africa was because on their album, Another Brick in the Wall, there is one particular song on that album entitled We Don't Need No Education, We Don't Need No Thought Control. The ironic thing is that African kids were singing the song as they demonstrated against the impositions that the apartheid government was forcing on black school kids to learn to speak Afrikaans. Newspapers were fearful of printing any stories even marginally critical of the South African government. As a matter of fact, the measures in South Africa got so draconian that there were people placed in all major newspapers in South Africa whose job it was to remove any derogatory statements that were printed in the daily newspapers. It wasn't uncommon to pick up a newspaper and see a big blank white space in the paper, and you immediately knew that somebody had written something that some government censor had decided was inappropriate, and subsequently it was removed. And so the state of emergency, by and large, was very effective in shutting down any criticism of the government. Because of the far-reaching ability of the police powers to arrest and detain without charge any South African based on an anonymous report that they had said something derogatory about the South African government, effectively threw a chill over the whole country. And people were fearful of speaking not only to family and friends about their opposition to the South African government, in fear that they would get the proverbial knock at the door in the middle of the night and be carted off to some detention center without a hearing, without a charge. Thousands of people disappeared during this dark stage in South Africa. The most notable was a guy by the name of Steve Biko. And so you'll have to excuse me for drawing these parallels between South Africa and present-day America. But that's what history is all about. History not only tells you about events that happened in the past, but it also gives you an insight what may happen in the future. It is reported that about 8,000 people were arrested in the initial stages of the emergency powers being decreed. In a speech before Parliament announcing the new state of emergency, President P.W. Botha justified its nationwide scope by charging that the radical and revolutionary elements planning the Soweto commemoration pose a real danger for all population groups in a country. He went on to say the ordinary laws of the land are inadequate to ensure the security of the public and maintain public order. You know, I couldn't help but reflect that outside of a few statements, this administration, this Obama administration, is fearful of the Occupy Wall Street movement. And therefore, I submit to you, I'm placing in context here that the Occupy Wall Street movement is no different than the the movement in South Africa that was motivated to demonstrate, to show its feelings towards the oppressive government of P.W. Botha. Because there's no question, when you look at the Occupy Wall Street movement, it is it is a demonstration, because people realize that America's moral compass is broken. You have, in a recent poll, 5% of Americans support Congress. I don't know who that 5% are. Maybe it's, you know, the idiots that listen to who knows who. But the demonstrations are in large part because folks can see that the system is broken. Anyway, we'll take a short break. Right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Final segment for this first day back in 2012. Well, let's end on this note, and you can find more about all the things we spoke about on my new look website at robbynoll.com or eaglesup.com, whichever URL you choose. So can you guess what the number one catastrophic event that Americans worry about is? There are certainly many to choose from. Many Americans, thanks to Fox News, are deathly afraid of a major terrorist attack. Others live in constant fear of natural disasters such as earthquakes, volcanoes, and hurricanes. Still others are incredibly concerned that a massive pandemic will break out at any time or that World War III will erupt in the Middle East. Yet, there are certainly a lot of potential catastrophic events that one can worry about in the times in which we live today. But the number one catastrophic event that Americans worry about is actually an economic collapse. This according to a recent survey conducted by Lefking Inc. For the Echo Health Alliance. And I don't think one can disconnect the concern about the signing of the NDAA and the possibility we could be looking at some form of economic calamity in 2012. And I hope you know I made no reference to the Mayan calendar in any way, shape, or form. Least I can say is 2012 is going to be an interesting year. Probably the most interesting in many decades. Also, by the way, there's an addendum to a story we did a couple of weeks ago about the Japanese guys arrested in Italy with U.S. bonds. Well, a massive new lawsuit has been filed against the U.S. federal government in the bond theft scheme, and you can read about it on my website. Well, I hope I didn't depress you too much on this first day of the new year, but guess what, my friends? We'll do it again tomorrow. So till then, see you, bye.